Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right. There's all
so many buttons.
I know, especially like because I've done other shows on BFM before. Listeners may remember, but there's so it's like spinning plates doing the breakfast show. There's like 15 things to do at once,
and it's the morning. It which is always hard.
Yeah, my like wake up alarm went off a few minutes ago. I was like, oh. Now you've brought in a guest today.
Yes, we are very lucky to have back in the studio Murray Bevan from Showroom 22. Welcome.
Kia ora, everyone. How are you?
Ah, very good. Welcome.
Today we're going to talk a little bit about Fashion Week and a bit about the changes that have been going on in fashion in general. And Murray's going to talk us through a little bit about that because you've been involved with Fashion Week for quite a long time now.
I have. Makes me feel old. Fashion Week celebrates its 20th anniversary this year. So even though they skipped a year last year would have been their 20th anniversary. So, yeah, I think I've been in and around Fashion Week for as long as it's been going, whether or not I was kind of sneaking in backstage or sitting on the floor blocking the fire egress or seating shows or doing whatever. I've been there or thereabouts.
Yeah. And so can you tell, for the listeners who don't know about Showroom 22, can you tell us a little bit about your background and how you became part of Fashion Week?
Sure. So I got my break in fashion after, actually, I studied architecture for 3 years. And worked part-time at Karen Walker and decided to take a year off from my studies. And she said, hey, come on and work for me and be my personal assistant. And so that's how I got my break in fashion. Didn't know anything about it, didn't know what I was doing. Still dressed like Ali G. Karen took me on. She was like, you're great, let's do this, let's do this. And after 2 years, I kind of got the bug of what was to become fashion PR and started Showroom 22 in 2002 when I was 22. Hence the name.
Always wondered that.
Yeah. And then as things kind of snowballed and, you know, Fashion Week began to be a bigger part of the environment for fashion in New Zealand, we organically just kind of went from level to level with our designers. And we had young brands like Juliet Hogan, who at the time had just come back from New York with like a 12-piece collection, which was highlighted by a sweatshirt with sequins on the back of it, like completely different to what she is now. And we helped build up those brands, and part of their journey was Fashion Week.
Yeah. And so what, for the listeners, can you explain the importance of Fashion Week to the industry?
Yeah. So, I mean, Fashion Week, I suppose, it's kind of like any other moment in the arts where you really get to focus on that one industry for that 1 week. And it's a really kind of heightened moment of euphoria, as Mikhail, Karen's husband, used to talk about. So Fashion Week generally, traditionally, was a time for the industry to get together. And you could sell collections that wouldn't be available for 6 months' time. And slowly, you know, between when Fashion Weeks were originated and now, consumers, rightly so, they have access to social media, they can see what people are wearing and shopping and buying today, so they want it now. They don't want it in 6 months or 3 months or even 2 months. They want it today. So Fashion Week has had to like manipulate itself into this event that talks both to trade and to consumers. So, you know, you can see some shows at Fashion Week and walk out of the show down to the store and buy exactly what you've seen right now.
Because I do remember originally that it was quite hard to go to Fashion Week. You could only go as kind of media because it was so industry focused.
Oh, yes. Invite only. Invite only. Exclusive, you know. That whole thing's being tipped on its head.
Yeah, it used to be quite amusing watching people fighting for the front row.
Oh, that still happens. That still happens. Everyone turns into a monster at Fashion Week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you talked about the consumer, and that's changed a lot, hasn't it? Because clothing, it used to be that internationally designers wanted to get their clothing into stores overseas, which is still really important, but it's everything has kind of changed with COVID, but also it was going to change anyway, really, wasn't it?
I think, yeah, if we had looked into a crystal ball a few years ago, this change was coming, but COVID meant that whatever was happening in 5 or 10 years happened in 12 months. So Fashion Weeks have kind of just had to move with the times. But as you can imagine, say you're a young designer in New Zealand and you're selling in 20 stores around the world. And generally those stores make you look really flash. You know, like I'm at Selfridges, I'm at Harrods, I'm at Barney's. And people go, wow, you must be good. Therefore, I'm going to buy your product. You may only have 5 pieces on the floor at Barney's, but you're still in Barney's. So nowadays, I suppose what COVID did is like a lot of those stores stopped ordering, you know, small designers and shut down and disappeared. So all of these brands around the world were left thinking, well, I've got to do this on my own. I've got to go straight to the consumer. And that whole direct to consumer model was there before. But like you said, it's been exacerbated in the last 12 months and now everyone's doing it. So do you need those big international wholesale stores when you can actually sell direct and make way more margin and have full control of the conversation? So the whole fashion industry and the whole structure is being realigned and reinterrogated.
Yeah, because I feel like during COVID, a lot of people did shop online and people, like, there was so much more trust instilled in the returns process and the whole thing about, you know, I don't know, you just kind of felt like it was easier to buy online. And a lot of people were just kind of like buying things so that they could, when they came out of lockdown, had something to wear.
Yeah, you know? And we, I mean, in New Zealand, you know, we saw this massive boom of sales after we came out of lockdown last May in 2020. I mean, that there was a huge kind of honeymoon of retail, and then it cooled off a little bit and then went crazy again, you know, pre-Christmas. And some of our clients are actually doing better, selling more this season and last season than they have in 6 years, or in some cases the whole history of their business. Like, fashion in New Zealand is at an all-time high.
Mm.
Local consumers love Kiwi brands.
Yep.
You know, you read these articles in the media and it's like, name your top 10 brands. People aren't rolling off like Balenciaga, Saint Laurent, McQueen, Louis Vuitton. They're going Kate Sylvester, Ruby, Karen Walker, Koto, Catherine Wilson, Deadly Ponies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's filling up 80, 90% of people's time these days, which is amazing.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of buy local thing really kind of did help that. And I guess also we were talking prior to this about how the message from designers has changed a bit, like with Koto doing talks. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I think, you know, you use Fashion Week 2021 as an example. And it used to be that you went to Fashion Week and you did a show. That's what you did there, you know, and people sat in the front row and there was that whole experience. And now, rightly so, designers are saying, well, if I can bring this big community together and they, you know, for 12 minutes or an hour or whatever, there's a spotlight on me, how am I going to use that time? So especially, you know, with sustainability and inclusivity and diversity being such great topics of discussion right now in most industries and especially fashion, some designers like Koto, who's partnering with Emma Lewisham and Deadly Ponies this year, are considering like, well, if we've got this community here, let's discuss topics that are of importance to us. Let's grow the community through thought and leadership and discussion rather than just buy this new T-shirt, you know?
Yeah. So if people want to participate or go and see that talk or anything like that, how best can they find out more information?
So the nzfashionweek.com website's a great little starting place, but if you want to go straight to the source, just go to iTicket, and there's a whole list of shows there that you can interact with at any price point. So on the weekend, you can buy a relatively cheap ticket which gets you into Fashion Week, and then it's almost like you can stick around, you know, like go to the bar, go to some talks, like go to the beauty hub. But also if you love Zambezi or, you know, big brands like that, they're doing an in-season show too on Friday. So, you know, fill your boots, go and get some tickets, take some friends out, you know, and then go shopping on Saturday and see exactly what you saw on Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at any level, for most budgets, you can interact with Fashion Week this year.
That sounds really exciting. Yeah. Thanks, Murray, for coming up.
Thank you so much. What an exciting time.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.